Thank you very much for coming out on this rather gloomy and wet evening to this concert. I really, really appreciate it. Looking at your program, as you can see tonight, I'm doing a program of French music, and I'm entitled La Belle Époque, which those of you who are historians will realize I'm taking a little bit of liberty with that term, considering the time that these compositions were written, just slightly. But nonetheless, the term holds very true. This was a very prolific and wonderful and glorious time for French organ music, really the late 19th, the early 20th century. And I've picked some works here that are some of my favorites and that I think our organ really plays well, really does justice to. These three composers, Joseph Bonnet, Henri Moulay, and Louis Bierne, they all were involved at the Paris Conservatory. They all studied there, and some of them taught there, and they were very much in the musical firmament in the early 20th century. And the music that you'll see on this program, all of it shares some common traits. First of all, it's extremely idiomatic for the organ. It's very well written for the instrument, in the way, say, Chopin would be for piano. They really know how to use the organ to full effect. And fortunately, we have an instrument that, although it's not quite a French cathedral organ, it certainly is. It certainly can give you an idea of what those organs sound like. And the first piece you heard, Joseph Bonnet, as you'll see in your program notes, it was Bonnet who founded the organ department at the Eastman School of Music. He was a renowned organ virtuoso in France, and he came over and founded the Eastman Organ Department and played hundreds of recitals in America, was a brilliant virtuoso. And Louis Bierne actually dedicated the Fifth Symphony that you'll hear later on in the program to Bonnet. The second piece that I'm gonna play is a completely contrasting to the first. It's the third movement of the Byzantine Sketches by Henri Moulay. Now, those of you that are organ aficionados probably have heard his 2S Petra. That's a very famous big toccata for organ, and it's the 10th from that set. The third movement is not played as often, but it's an absolutely gorgeous, almost impressionistic little piece that tries to depict the effect of light filtering through a beautiful rose window. And probably Sacre Coeur was Moulay's inspiration for this piece.
Thank you.
I figured that piece would make a nice little palate cleanser before what comes next on the program. The next piece on the program, Bjørn's Fifth Symphony. It's my personal favorite of Bjørn's six symphonies, although there's probably not an awful lot of people who agree with me on that. But anyway, I think it's a wonderful piece. Bjørn wrote it. It's a later work of Bjørn. It was written between 1923 and 1924, most of it, and it was dedicated to Joseph Bonnet. And it really has a bit of a Wagnerian aesthetic to it, if you will. The very opening pedal line, you'll hear a quiet descending A minor arpeggio. And then, immediately in the manuals, you'll hear kind of a creepy little figure that leaps up and curls down a couple chromatic notes. That's basically the material for the entire symphony. So if you take any movement, any of the other movements, and look at the main themes, you'll find that he's taken one of those two themes and either turned it upside down, sped it up, slowed it down, did various things with it. But the entire symphony grows out of that little kernel. I understand that Bjørn was a huge admirer of Wagner's opera Tristan and Isolde. And those of you that are familiar with that piece, there are some parallels with the way he treats the harmony. Nothing could be more French than this piece, and nothing could be more German than Wagner. But nonetheless, there are some parallels with the way he treats the material. The piece is rather expansive, so settle in. It's very interesting. The second movement takes the theme from the first and kind of develops it in a real agitated way. Real agitated, quite dissonant, quite fiery and impatient. The third movement, the scherzo, really was written first. And I don't know if you are very, some of you may be familiar with Walt Disney's Fantasia movies. I've always thought when I'm practicing this movement, this scherzo, that it needs to have animation put to it. I can imagine a bunch of gargoyles marching down off a French cathedral and marching along and kind of staring and gazing and giving you looks and things. It's really incredible. Bjørn was known for writing scherzos for the organ in all his symphonies. They're always wonderful, but this one is really interesting and gritty and neat. The fourth movement is a beautiful, beautiful slow movement larghetto. As I understand it, the flowing of the river Seine in Paris gave him an inspiration for this movement. It's very smooth, lush, but it gets pretty spiky, and oftentimes you'll think you're listening to Messiaen rather than Bjørn. And then the final movement, which stands for itself. It's a beautiful, wonderful tune that's developed from the very first theme in the first movement. Then it goes away, and there's lots of chromatic meandering and struggle, then it comes back, then it goes away again, until finally triumphing in the end.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Do join us for wine and cheese in Ingram Lounge right after the program. It's you get through either door, but probably the quickest way would be to go through this door right here, go straight, and then turn to your right. I also, before I leave tonight, I'd be remiss if I didn't make special mention of the Stanley and Claudia Gordon in Music Endowment. Now, there's a flyer for that in your program. And we're looking to build a couple $100,000 in that. So it's a major endeavor. And it will ensure the long-term maintenance and success of this organ, this wonderful instrument. It's only—it's less than a decade old in its current incarnation, but there will come a day when it needs a big repair, and we want to be ready for that. So I just wanted to make sure that you were very much aware of that. And we also would eventually like to use the fund to bring in world-class concert organists to play this magnificent instrument. So I hope to see you next door. This is Wilhelm Mittelschulte's Perpetual Motion for Pedals Alone.